今天我要继续来交通旧约的最后一本书马拉基书。
Today I'll continue to share about the very last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi.
这是马拉基书的第四讲。
This is the fourth message on Malachi, book of Malachi.
请我们打开旧约最后这一本书马拉基书，今天我们要来看的是第二章。
Please turn to chapter 2 of the book of Malachi.
我们要从第七节看起。
And we'll read from verse 7.
第七节我们要念到第十一节。
We'll read to verse 11.
对不起，我要一直念到十五节。
Sorry, to 15.
我们一节中文，一节英文，这样轮流把这一段圣经读过去。
We'll read alternate between Chinese and English.
中文第七节，祭司的嘴里当存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
But as for you, you have turned aside from the way. You have caused many to stumble by the instructions. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts.
所以我使你们被众人藐视，看为下贱，因为你们不守我的道，竟在律法上沾寻情面。
Do we not all have one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously each against his brother, or so as to profane the covenant of the fathers?
并且在以色列和耶和华眼中行一件可憎的事，因为犹太人亵渎耶和华所喜爱的圣洁，娶侍奉外邦神的女子为妻。
As for the man who does this, may the Lord cut off from the tenants of Jacob who presents an offering to cut off the tents of Jacob, everyone who awakes the answers or who presents an offering to the Lord of hosts.
你们又行一件这样的事，使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖耶和华的坛，以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们中收纳。
Yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has been a witness against whom, between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant.
虽然神有灵的余力，能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿得千乘的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈在幼年所娶的妻。
For I hate divorce, says the Lord, the God of Israel, and him who covers his garment with wrong, says the Lord of hosts. So take heed to your spirit, that you do not deal treacherously.
好，我上个礼拜说到这卷书是神在犹太人这段最后一段历史的最后一位先知所说的话。
So last week I talked about how this book is written in the last period in the Old Testament time.
因为在那个时代，也就是尼希米的时代。
Because in that time it's also the time of Nehemiah.
本来他们神借的尼希米带来一个属灵的复兴，他们建造了耶路撒冷的城墙。
Because originally by Nehemiah they brought about the revival of the Holy Spirit.
然后耶利米大功告成以后，他就回到这个波斯王的宫殿里继续担任他的酒政。
And then after the work was complete, he was to return, and he might return to the palace in Babylon to continue his job as a cupbearer.
这样过了大约十二年。
So about 12, this lasted about 12 years.
尼希米还是心里面挂记着神的家。
But still in his heart, Nehemiah still cares for God's house.
所以他再度回来。
So again he returned.
但他回来他就发现整个耶路撒冷的这个情形变了。
And then upon his return, he discovered that the whole entire Jerusalem changed.
从上大祭司一直到下面老百姓，整个属灵的光景走
from the high priest all the way down to the normal people, the whole entire spiritual condition has gone downhill.
所以在那个时候，神就兴起这个先知叫做马拉基来说话。
And that's why God raised this prophet called Malachi to speak.
所以你可以看到尼希米就跟马拉基一起配搭来对这个神的百姓来做神旨意的表明。
And so you can see that Nehemiah and Malachi is working together to express God's will to the people.
那你会发现我们上一堂讲到他们的问题从哪里开始。
So last time when we talked about this, we start discussing where did their problem begin.
为什么本来他们是在一个属灵的高峰，可是没有几年就堕落了呢？
So why is it that they were originally at a spiritual high peak and just within a few years they started going downhill?
你就会发现就是因为他们对神的爱开始产生了问题。
Because you'll discover that because their love for God has changed.
所以当人跟神之间最基本的这个基础开始摇动的时候。
And so you discover that when the very foundation on which the relationship between God and man is built has been shaken,
你就会发现一系列的问题就一个连一个，像骨牌一样，就这么倒，就一直倒下来。
And then you discover problem will arise one after another, just like dominoes.
所以神在那里就借着马拉西呢，这个马拉基呢，就一连问了三个问题。
And so using Malachi, God asked three questions.
我跟你们是丈夫与妻子的关系，我爱你们，你们却说你在哪一件事情爱我们。
God has this relationship with the people as between the man and his wife, but yet the people said, on what have you loved us?
然后神第二个问题就是说，我是你们的父亲，你们是我的儿女，可是敬畏我的人荣耀 honor 我，就怎么这中文要怎么翻，honor 我的人在哪里。
And second he said, I'm the father and you are the children, but where's my honor?
那么第三神说，我是你们的主人，你们是我的仆人，那敬畏我的人在哪里。
And then third he said, I'm the master and you are the slave, you are the servant, so where are the ones who are revering me?
所以当神的百姓开始对神的爱起了怀疑，自然而然就对神的敬畏也就消失了。
And so when there's this problem for love of the Lord start to change, of course then the fear for the Lord and respect for the Lord also start to change.
所以你就会发现人与神中间这个最基本的 bonding, 这个 bonding, 这个紧密的关系开始动摇了。
And so you discover the most basic bonding between man and man and God begin to shake.
紧接下来是什么问题呢？就是这个是我们今天要交通的了。
So what problem will that arise? And this is what we'll discuss today.
那么我们刚刚从念第七节。
So we just finished reading verse 7.
他说，祭司的嘴里当存知识，人也由当他的口中寻求律法，因为他是使者，你们却偏离正道，使许多的人在律法上跌倒。你们废弃我与利未人所立的约，这是万军之耶和华说的。
For the lips of the priest should preserve knowledge, and men should seek instruction from his mouth. For he is the messenger of God, of the Lord of hosts. But as for you, you have turned aside from the way, you have caused many to stumble by instruction. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts.
第十节。
And verse 10.
你们岂不都是一位父吗？岂不是一位神所造的吗？你我们个人怎么以诡诈待弟兄，背弃了神与我们列祖所立的约呢？
Do we not all have one father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously each against his brother, so as to profane the covenant of our fathers?
你在这一段圣经里面看见什么问题就紧接着发生？
So you can see the problem that arises from this, that follows this.
第一，带头的祭司。
The priests who are the leaders.
这些祭司是应当神说，你们是神的 messenger, 是神的这个代言人。
These priests are supposed to be the messenger of God.
应该人来到你这里能够听见神的话。
Man, when men come before you, they should be able to hear God's words.
人在这里可以从你得着认识神的知识，可以认识神的法律。
And from you they should get knowledge and law from God.
但是你们却把神的知识、神的法律曲扭了。
But you have perversed God's knowledge and laws.
使这些人开始偏离了神的路。
And causing these people to be away from God's ways.
那我们说过，当时大祭司做了什么可怕的事情？
So like we discussed before, what has this high priest done?
记得吗？
Do you remember?
他的儿子。
His son.
第一，娶了那个多就多比亚亚门人的女儿。
So first his son married an Ammonite's daughter.
那么这个已经违背了耶和华的话。
So first this is against what God has said.
祭司是不可以与外邦人通婚的。
High priest cannot be intermingled with Gentiles.
还这还不算。
This is not all.
他把圣殿里面本来给利未人的这些仓房全部把里面的东西挪掉，作为他儿子的洞房。
Not only that, but he also cleaned out the storage room which he used to store things for the Levites to use for his son's wedding night.
所以这个更让神得罪神。
So this angered God even more.
所以他在那里本来应该是把神的道、神的律法讲解给犹太人听，可是他公然违背神自己的训言。
So here you have someone who supposedly is in charge of explaining God's laws instruction to the people, but himself is leading breaking God's laws.
所以许多的人就因此跌倒了。
And that's why it caused many people to stumble.
那么他们轻视了神的话。
They view God's word with contempt.
这个榜样就影响到下面的人。
And this example affected all those below them.
他们爱自己过于爱神，尊敬自己的儿子过于尊敬神。
They love themselves more than they love God, and they respect their own sons more than they respect God.
所以老百姓就开始不敬畏神，也不尊重这些侍奉神的祭司与利未人。
And that's why the people began to not respect God, and also they started not respecting those who serve Him.
所以这里就是说，你们不守我的道，竟在律法上张沾寻情面。你们第十节，你们彼此是以诡诈待弟兄。
And that's why they say, do not dealt treacherously each against his brother.
这是当时发生的情形。
So this is what was happening then.
但是你看我们今天在新约的时代有没有类似的事情呢？
But look at the New Testament, do you see any similar events?
一样。
It's the same.
今天的传道人。
Today the preachers of today.
你会发现我们在台上可以反对同性恋。
You have discovered upon the podium we can be against gay marriage.
我们可以引经据典的告诉弟兄姊妹，圣经里面神咒诅同性恋的事情。
And we can even quote from the Bible where it says that God curses.
神咒诅同性恋的事情。
curse the homosexuality.
对，但是他下了讲台，这样的传道人一样自己行。同性恋的事。
But yet after they get off the podium, they will commit the same homosexual acts.
这是去年发生很有名的案件。
This is one of the very well-known big news that from last year.
那么你在我这些年到中国。
And in recent year when I go to China.
你会发现中国也有类似的问题在基督徒中间。
You also discovered similar problem exists among the Chinese Christians.
我要表明我的教训新奇，就告诉弟兄姊妹。
In order to express that my message
is unique.
Is unique.
那么就讲我是基督。
And they tell people that they are Christ.
这个我们知道，就是这一批人就是所谓东方闪电派。
And these are the people who we call the Eastern Lightning.
他告诉人耶稣已经来了，就是他。
They tell people that Jesus has come already, and she is Jesus.
那然后另外又有一批人。
And then there are other groups.
说神的仆人分为五千两、两千两、一千两，所以
，
小的听大的。
And they tell people that the Christians are split into various groups.
Three classes.
And the lower class will need to listen to the higher class.
The higher class.
So the higher class are the 5,000.
Five talents.
Five talents.
那么低的就是1,000两的。
And the lowest is just one talent.
那么不听话，那圣经里面讲就打40棍，捡一棍。
And if you do not listen to those higher up, then you became 40 slashes minus one.
所以这帮基督徒真是乖得要命，因为不听话就是挨39棍。
So these Christians are very obedient, because if they do not listen, they will become 39 times.
都是引用圣经。
They all use this quote from the Bible.
可是这个引用是曲解圣经。
But this is the wrong interpretation.
然后把自己树立起来成为 这一群人的教主。
They perverse the words so that they can raise themselves up.
诸如此类的事情 我可以讲到晚上都可以听，有兴趣听懂。
I give example like this all day.
古里八怪的事情多得要命。
Strange, there are many, many strange things.
祭司没有照神的话，按着正义分解真理的道。
Priests did not discern the true the laws of righteousness.
把真理曲解了。And
they perverse the truth.
或者妥协了。
And make compromises.
所以神就审判那些祭司。
And so that's why God passed judgment upon these priests.
神说我要叫你们是被众人藐视，看为下贱。
And so he said that
第九节。
And in verse 9 he said that I'll make you despised and abased before all the people.
所以如果我们没有尊重神的话， 神就不尊重我们。
So if we do not respect him, he will not respect us.
这个影响不但是你个人。
This not only does it affect you personally.
不但是你家里。
But not only your family.
还影响其他的弟兄姐妹。
But also the other brothers and sisters.
你看他们这一件这个行动，使整个的利未人都没有办法侍奉神。
So because of what they have done, it caused all the Levites not to be able to serve God.
他们就回家自己去种田。
And they had to go back and farm their own land.
圣殿的侍奉就荒废了。
And no one was serving in the temple.
所以这叫做诡诈待弟兄。
And this is dealt treacherously against your brothers.
今天许多的地方神的工人。
Here today there are many God's servants in many places.
生活有问题。
They have problems that just to getting by in life. And the reason is
因为弟兄姊妹没有尽上他们该尽的责任。
Because the brothers and sisters have not done the duties that they should have done.
没有照顾这些神的工人。
They did not look after these workers.
所以这些工人就没有办法 生活。
So these workers does not have any means to go by, live on, to make a living.
这些都是反常的现象。
So these are all abnormal events.
神看在眼里，神就借着先知说出来，说这不对的。
And God saw all these, and by the prophets, He said this is wrong.
好，所以我说这个，你就会开始发现，人跟神的关系一不对，你就会发现人就开始跟人的关系就不对了。
And from all I've said this, you may begin to notice that whenever there's a problem between a relationship between man and God, man's relationship with those around him will also have problems.
你跟神搞不对。 你跟人就搞不对。
If you cannot have a good proper relationship with God, then you will not have a proper relationship with those around you.
今天我们虽然物质是极其发达的时代，
Even though we're in this time we have many material things.
对，不愁吃，不愁喝，不愁住，不愁穿，什么都不愁，有最新的科技为我们服务。
We have everything, we have the newest technology serving us.
但是 今天的人非常痛苦。
Except that today people are really in agony, miserable.
物质上很丰富，心里不愉快，不快乐。
Even though they have many material things, but inside them they're not happy.
对吗？
Isn't it true?
我们的生活，我们人与人之间的生活紧张。
Our relationship with work and also between people are all constantly being stressed.
我们跟我们的兄弟姐妹，我们没有办法谈心，说心里的话。
And between brother and sister, we have no way to really communicate what's in, within our hearts. And then you also discover there are many problems in the, within the family. You look at the families at the time.
神说,
and God said in verse 11,
下半节,
in the later half,
你们犹太人行事诡诈,
for Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord.
你们亵渎耶和华所喜爱的圣地圣洁是什么意思呢? 他下面解释,
it says, for you profane the sanctuary of the Lord. What does that mean? And he explains,
就是娶侍奉外邦神的女子为妻,
has married a daughter of a foreign god.
所以你会发现, 当神不, 当人不尊重神的时候,
so you discover that when man does not respect God,
那人就凭自己心里所喜好的去行, 这是自然的。
And naturally, they will do what's according to within their own hearts.
基督徒也不例外。
And Christians are the same.
我们在婚姻的上面, 我们就没有照着神所说的, 不要与外邦人来往。
And on matters of marriage, we did not do what God commanded, which is to do not mingle with foreigners.
所以当时的犹太人就违背了神这句话, 他们去与侍奉外邦神的女子为妻。
And so the Israelites at the time, they did not listen to God's words and married the daughters of foreign God.
那你会发现, 当时是很愉快, 因为外邦女子总是比我们那帮,
因为, you may discover that perhaps at the time they felt it was a good decision because it seemed like the daughters from other cultures are always better.
常常比较没有什么动人的化妆。
To put it in modern terms, perhaps maybe the sisters in Christ may not have this beautiful makeup on.
外邦的女子真是看起来就是不一样，包装不同。
Those worldly other women outside may have better
different packaging.
Prettier packaging.
So
these Israelite men would then because people at the time said, do whatever you feel like. Isn't this the same way we are today? If you feel good, go ahead and do it. That's what it was back then and same as now. Men all want to make themselves happy.
神说, 你这样做是亵渎耶和华所喜爱的圣洁。
But when they do this, God said, you have profaned the covenant of God.
你有没有想过, 你个人的婚姻跟神的圣洁有关系?
Have you ever thought that your own marriage has to do with God's holiness?
我的婚姻只是我个人的事情。
You may think, that's my own marriage.
怎么跟神的圣洁有关系呢?
What does it have to do with God's holiness?
Oh, 不要忘记,
but do not forget.
神拯救我们的时候, 祂是把我们放在哪里?
When God saved us, where has He put us?
啊, 你, 前天我们受浸,
on Friday, when we were having the baptismal service,
传道人要替这个人受浸的时候, 要宣告一件事, 一个宣告,
the preacher, before baptizing this a person, he needs to proclaim one thing.
他宣告什么?
What does he proclaim?
他说, 我奉 父子圣灵的名为你施浸, 这是中文的翻译。
He said, I will baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
但英文比中文在这个点上更透。
And the English version of what I just said is more precise.
他是说, 我如果要照英文的翻译, 中文再说一次的话, 怎么说? 中文翻译是, 我奉主耶稣圣父圣子的名, 对不对? 但是实际上英文 讲得更透在哪里？我把你进入圣父、圣子、圣灵的名 into the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
And the emphasis is in the word into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
听懂这个意思没有？是把这个人放到父子圣灵的灵。 里面。
It's to put this person into the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
我们整个的关系是在基督里。
And our whole relationship, the center point of the relationship is in within Christ.
神救我们不是在外面救我们，神救我们是把我们从外面这个世界救到他里面来。
God did not save us on the outside. He took us from the outside into.
像什么？
Into the.His world, just like into him, just like
在他的儿子里。那么像什么呢？用个比方的话，就是方舟。
Just like Noah's Ark.
为什么古时候有一个方舟的故事呢
？So why is there this story of the ark?
因为整个的世界是在神的审判洪水之下。
Because the entire world is under judgment of God.
你要从洪水能够逃脱。
In order to get away from the flood,
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
什么路
？And the way is
进到方舟里面去。
To get inside of the ark.
那是整个的秘密。
That's the whole secret.
你如果在方舟的外面，你一定怎么样
？If you're outside the ark,
你定了
，you will die for sure.
你是再好的人，在神面前说我是义人善人，没用，照死不误。
No matter how good you think you are, but as long as you're outside the ark, you're dead.
但是你只要在方舟里呢
？But as long as you're within the ark, you will be saved.
这是旧约给我们看见的图画。
This is a picture that's painted in Old Testament.
新约就告诉我们，同样的事，神今天救我们，不是在外面救我们，是把我们从外面。分别出来放在他儿子的里面
So same thing in Jesus Testament He did not save us from the outside But rather he took us from the outside And put us into his son
所以罗马书六章讲受浸的时候他用一个字叫做 unite 联合 有没有
And that's why in Romans chapter 6 When it talks about baptisms It says use the word unite
联合于基督
United with Christ
我们联合于他的死与他一同埋葬联合于他的生与他一同复活对不对
we're united with his death and we're buried and also we're united with his resurrection
如果我们这样的一个人本来是有罪的不圣洁的今天借着与基督联合神把我们的不圣洁与他的儿子一同钉死埋葬了
So today people like us who are original sinners and undeserving we were able to unite with God's son to be nailed on the cross to die
所以我们的罪与罪性都与他一同钉十字架。
So our sin and the sinful nature is also nailed on the cross with him.
然后我们与他怎么样？又一同复活，我们得着他圣洁的生命。
And together we're resurrected with him and to have this holy life.
那婚姻在神的眼中看成什么呢
？So how does God view marriage?
这是二人联合成为。一个身体，对不对
？This is two people becoming one body.
所以，一个圣洁的基督徒在神的眼中，他把圣洁的生命赐给了我们。我们把这个身体去跟一个没有信耶稣的不圣洁的人联合，请问神的感觉是什么
？So if you could imagine this as a Christian who has a holy life, become together one with someone who is unholy, ask yourself how does God feel about this?
好。你是不是像这里神所说的你亵渎耶和华所爱的什么圣洁
So haven't you profaned the holiness that God loves
懂不懂这是为什么神要这样讲他的道理是在这里
So do you understand why God speaks of it This is the reason
你里面每一个基督徒里面有一个神圣洁的生命
Because within every Christian there's this holy life
他要我们过一个圣洁的生活
He wants us to have a holy lifestyle
他不允许他的儿女跟一个不圣洁的人不信主的人联合成为一个身体
He does not allow his children to become one body with someone who does not believe in him who is unholy
但是这些人他们对神的爱都有问题了
yet,
他们只对自己有兴趣我喜欢怎么做我就怎么做
Yet these people have developed problem with God's love and they now do according to what they like
所以他们就开始越来越远离了神
And so they started to drift apart from God
那下面神又说你们还行了一件事
And after that he also said
第十三节
In verse 13
他你们的前妻啊叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖耶和华的坛以致耶和华不再看顾那供物也不乐意从你们中间手收纳你们还说 Why 为什么
And it says, there's another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and with groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accept it with favor from your hands. Yet you say, for what reason? It's because the Lord has been a witness between you and your wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously.
所以你会发现这个影响就一直从人与你的弟兄的关系一直现在开始影响到你与你的妻子的关系。
So you discover that this problem started with between you and God to affect those around you, and then now becomes affecting you and your wife.
你会发现
And you discover that
你开始对你的妻子没有兴趣了。
You start to lose interest in your wife.
因为我们中国话说人老珠黄了。
Because she may have become older with age and also start, her looks start to fade.
所以你会发现这所谓没得什么中年危机啊。
So maybe this is what they call nowadays middle age crisis.
那么他们就怎么样呢，就把你幼年所娶的妻子休了。
And so they had divorced the wife they had while they're young.
然后去娶一个年轻的。
And to marry someone who's younger.
他们诡诈待他的前妻。
And they dealt treacherously against their first wife.
你会发现今天我们已经不把离婚当作一回事。今天这个时代你会发现离婚是 piece of cake.
And you discover in today's world, we do not put that much importance on divorce anymore. We feel that it's like a piece of cake.
对不对，今天根本没有把离婚结婚当作一个 serious 的事情。我们觉得和怎么样就结，不和呢就离。
So because they feel like if people today now look do not take the matters of marriage and divorce too seriously, they feel like if we got something, then we'll get married. If that magic is gone, then we'll divorce.
都是以自己为中心。
It's all self-centered.
我喜欢，我爱你，那我们就在一起。
I like, I love you, and therefore we're together.
我那个 emotion 的那个浪漫感觉没有了，爱情觉得淡了，再见。
And when that romantic feeling is gone, it's goodbye.
是以自我为中心 ，Why not? 你只活一次。今天快乐，今天有嘴有酒，有酒今朝醉。
True, it's true that because if you're using the self-centered point of view, then why not? If it's joyful now, enjoy what is good now.
对不对？如果你活一次，人生就此而已的话，你这样做也是合情合理的事。
And if you only got only one chance in life, that if you believe that, then true, yeah, this is logical thing to do. But
我们还有来生。
But yet we have the eternal life.
我们上面还有一位叫做神，上帝。
And there's someone called God above us.
你我都不是上帝。
Neither you and I are God.
如果我们自己是上帝，我高兴怎么做怎么做，谁敢说不啊？
If we're God ourselves, then we can do whatever we like.
但是如果我们不是上帝，有一位造我们的神，那么你要听听神怎么说。
But if we're not God, and then there's this God who created us, then we must listen to what he has to say.
注意神怎么说，十六节。
And pay attention to what God says, verse 16.
耶和华以色列的神说，下面怎么念？我们一起念好吗？
Lord, the God of Israel, let's read together.
休妻的事和以强暴待妻的人都是我所恨恶的。
For I hate divorce.
还有一句。
And him who covers his garment with wrong, says the Lord of hosts.
所以我们在家里怎么对老婆是很重要的事。
So it's very important how we treat our wives in our house, in our family.
你以为是你自己的事，不是不是，你的事就是上帝的事。
Do not think that this is your own private matter. No, this is a matter concerning God as well.
所以说我恨恶这件事情。
And God said, I hate these things.
可是今天我们动不动就说离婚。
And but yet today people just take the matter so lightly. Anything will cause them to say, let's get divorced.
说这个话还不是非基督徒，是谁说的？
And those,
是基督徒说的。
And those of us who say this, it's not only the world people, but also Christians.
所以你就知道这个属灵的光景是大大的开什么？倒车。
So you can
下坡。
You see that the spiritual condition is going downhill.
我们大家都只顾自己的利益，自己的感觉，我们根本就不管神怎么想，神的旨意是什么，我们完全不放在眼里。
We only care about what's good to us and how we feel, but we completely ignore how God feels and what he thinks about of the matter.
所以在那个时代，神就对他们提出严重的警告。
And so that's why at that time he gave them a warning.
你看神，他们说 why 为什么？
And they ask why? For what reason?
神就解释,
so God explains.
15节,
and in verse 15,
虽然神有灵的余力, 能造多人, 他不是单造一个人吗? 为何只造一个人呢? 乃是他愿人得千乘的后裔。
15. But not one has done so who has a remnant of the Spirit. And what did that one do while he was seeking a godly offspring?
我们常常在那边想，为什么人不可以多几个老婆？
So we often hear a thing, why can't man have more than one wife?
很多男人在想这个问题。
I think a lot of men are thinking of this matter.
但是在这里说得很清楚。
And here it says, made it very clear.
如果神要多造几个人，不是可以吗？
If God wanted this, then he can't, because he created man. So for example, if he wanted to Adam to have more than one wife, he can create more than one Eve.
这是神可以办得到的事情。
This is something that he can do.
但是神那一天造的不多不少, 就是一个。
But that day God did, created only one.
他下面有一个解释, 是第一次在圣经里面解释, why? 为什么神只造一个?
And here is explained. This is the very first time where they explain why God only made one.
因为前面从来没有解释过, 神就 did it, 就没有向人解释, 为什么他只造一个?
And this is the only place, because before God just did it, he never explained why he only created one.
乃是他愿人得什么? 千乘的后裔, 敬虔的后裔。
Because he wants to seek a godly offspring.
Godly.
Notice the word godly.
Godly这个字什么意思?
And what does that mean?
中文翻译成敬虔, 但是应该翻译成向神, Godly这个字就是向神。
The Chinese version says a reverend, someone who's fears of the Lord, but the proper translation should be like the English, which says godly offspring.
也就是说, 神造人的时候是按照他的形象与样式造的, 不是吗?
And in other words, God created man according to his own image.
所以在神格的里头, 他有一个 有一个很清楚的, 这个神格,
and there's a very clear and defined godly characteristic.
人的生活要反映神的性情,
and the way we live, man lives, need to reflect his own
personality.如果一个人活的是一个就是滥交的生活, 这不是神的性情.
And if men live a life having multiple wives, this is not what God is. This is not in accordance to his God's personality.
所以神之所以只造一个女人, 因为这是神的性情.
And so that's why God only created one woman, and that's because this is in according to his own personality.
所以, 教会是基督的, 什么? 妻子。
And so church is Christ's wife.
这是圣经的很重要的启示。
This is an important revelation in the Bible.
这个教会是合一的, 是一个身体。
And this church is one, it's one body.
所以这个整个的这个思想在圣经里面, 从旧约到新约是一贯的。
So you can see this, there's this connection from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it's the same.
他用亚当与夏娃来 预表基督与教会。
Adam and Eve used to foretell the Christ and the church.
那我们这些基督徒被拯救从世界买赎回来以后, 我们就成为这个见,
so Christians like us who are purchased from the world, we become testament for Jesus.
以前我们是魔鬼的见证, 我们不认识神。
Before we're testament for the devil.
但是今天神出了重价把我们买来了。
But today God paid a heavy price to purchase us.
把一个生命给我们了,
and gave us a new life.
我们就有一个责任,
and we have this responsibility.
我们要活得像神一样,
and we need to live like him.
为他做见证,
and to be a testimony.
所以我们的教会生活荣耀他, 我们的家庭生活呢, 也要荣耀他。
So our church life needs to glorify him, and also our family life needs to glorify him.
所以我们的婚姻非常重要的。
So our marriage is very important.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 年轻人, 老, 年长的都是一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, young or old,
年轻人预备进入婚姻, 你们要知道你们要选的这个对象很重要。
Those who are about to go into marriage, you need to know how important it is to choose your spouse.
已经结婚的成年人, 你们有一个家庭, 你们怎么样过夫妻的生活, 这一辈子很重要。
And those who are married and have children, it is important for you to know how to live a proper life between a man and his wife.
不要任意待你的妻子。
Do not deal treacherously against your wife.
要尊重她。
Love her and respect her.
不可以随便说离婚。
You cannot just casually say divorce.
你讲离婚，神说这件事情是我什么？恨恶的。
You say that God said this is one thing I hate.
我们难道有人愿意做神所恨恶的事吗？
Does any one of us want to do what God hates?
我相信没有的。
I don't think any one of us would like to do that.
但是在那个气头上，你跟你老婆吵翻了天了，离婚。
But when you're at the heat of the argument between you and your wife, you yell out the words divorce.
要敬畏神。
And you need to have fear for God.
所以当我们去做帮忙弟兄姊妹，要从这种哪家没有吵架的事，当然会有。
And so when we do this help for people, families with marital problems,
我们就要把人先带回来，怎么样解决这个问题呢？
And the way we resolve this issue is,
要解决人与人之间的问题，先要解决什么？人与神的问题。
To first bring them to resolve the issue between man and God, because that's how we can resolve issues between man and man.
听清楚了。人与人之间有问题，是因为人与神有问题。
And the reason why we have problems between each other is because we have problems between our relationship with God.
听清楚了没有？你跟神搞不好。
Let's be clear.
你跟人一定搞不好。
If you cannot have a proper relationship between you and God, you will not have a proper relationship with others around you.
你不敬畏神。
If you do not respect God.
你没有把神的话当话。
And you do not treat his word as the word to be listened to.
那你自然就是你说了算。
Then automatically you will be the center of your world.
那你说了算，那别人就说为什么你说了算，我也说了算呢？
And so when you say you are what you said goes, the other person will also say.
所以谁都不听谁。
So you are resulting in neither party listening to the other.
对不对？所以人弟兄与弟兄谁也不听谁，那么家里面老婆老公当然谁也不听谁，那你会发现你跟儿子也是一样，儿子也不听你。
So when you have problem between your brothers, and then of course you have problem with your wife, and also you'll discover now you have problem with children.
所以人今天不快乐，为什么不快乐？不是他没有钱。
So the reason why today people are not happy is not because they lack money.
他可能住最漂亮的房子。
Maybe they're living in the most beautiful house.
可是他人与人之间的关系，人与妻子与儿女的关系都是问题。
But because they have problems between other people and also between his wife and then his children.
这是今天最现代的文明、最高的科技没有办法解决的问题。
This is something the most technological, the most advanced technology or cannot solve.
我们必须先回到哪里？
We must first return to
神的面前。你要在神面前谦卑悔改。
You need to humble yourself and repent before God.
让你的罪被神赦免，然后神跟你有一个亲密的关系。你要感觉到神一起说爱你，爱我。
So that you, your sin may be forgiven, so and then you can feel His love and say, be able to say, God loves me and loves you.
神爱你，神不会离弃你。
God loves you and He will not forsake you.
但是你要听他的话。
But you need to listen to Him.
你要尊重他。
You need to respect Him.
你要服侍他。
You need to serve Him.
当你这样来敬畏神的时候，你自然而然你跟人的关系就会对的。
And when you can listen and respect Him this way, then automatically your relationship with other people around you will also be correct.
所以今天我的信息其实很简单。
So today my message is very simple.
就是你要有对的人与人的关系吗？
And that is, if you want to have a proper relationship with those around you,
它的根是在你跟神的关系。
And the foundation of that is based upon you having a right relationship between you and God.
丈夫也好，妻子也好，都必须来到神面前。
And whether you're the wife or the husband, you all need to come before God.
我们要向神认罪悔改，我们没有尊重神的权柄。
And we need to admit our sins and repent before Him because we do not have,
照着他的话去说去做。
We did not respect His power and we did not do what He said.
我们都是自以为是。
Because we,
我说了算。
We're all self-centered. What we say goes.
所以合我者就是好人。
So those who are with us are good, and those who are against us are bad. This is the thing for everyone from
when,
from young to old. And those who does my will is good, and those who doesn't do my will is bad.
要寻找一个和谐的社会, 怎么可能呢?
So when you trying to seek a balanced society using this kind of value system, it's not possible.
Harmonious life.
Harmonious life.
Society.
A harmonious society.
所以今天你看我们周遭的环境,
so today if you look at the surroundings around us,
我们跟神不对了以后,
after our relationship with God is incorrect, our surroundings will also become incorrect.
今天很多人开始喊, 哦, 我们要保护, 自然环境。
A lot of people nowadays are saying that we need to protect our environment.
我看来不及了。
I think it's too late.
你看看我们现在这个冬天所经过的, 不但我们这里经过, 这个整个的浪潮是全世界的, 你看英国、德国遭遇的大风, 就是我们前一阵子遭遇的大风, 不对吗?
Because if you look at the various natural things we endured for the past few months, and it's something that occurred in the other parts of the world as well.
现在在中西部的这些大雪大冰, 不是我们前两天所经过的大雪大冰吗?
So if you look at the ice and the snow that the Middle West experienced, isn't that the same as the ones we just experienced ourselves?
前几天我在 New Zealand, 应该是夏天, 结果跟我们西雅图一个样子的。
A few days ago I was in New Zealand, which is supposedly to be in their summer, but yet it felt just the same as in Seattle.
我带了短衣短袖短裤通通去通通没有一件穿得上的。
I wore short shirts there, but it was I can't use them because it's so cold.
全世界都乱套了。
The whole world is
in chaos.
The natural world is in chaos, and so is the society. So divorce has become so common now, it's not even news.
他们告诉我在北京现在顺口溜不是你吃饭了吗?
So they tell us nowadays what's popular is saying in Beijing, China now is not have you eaten yet.
中国人以前平常见面很有礼貌都说吃饭了吗?
Chinese when they meet others in the past, they're all very polite and ask whether you eaten or not.
现在北京第一口饭离了没?
So the very first thing that when you're in Beijing, people ask, have you divorced yet?
我简直不敢相信这是北京人亲口告诉我的。
I couldn't believe this, but the native Beijing resident told me this.
这是零六年的版本。
This is the 06 version.
而是出自于高干的嘴里告诉我的。北京的高干亲口告诉我。
And this is from the mouth of someone who's in a high position.
所以亲爱的兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们是活在一个人间的地狱里头。
We're living in a world in a
hell on earth.
In a hell on earth.
为什么?
And the reason is
是自己找的。
And because we caused all of this.
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
需要到神里面。 所以当时神就差遣这两个人, 一个是尼西米, 一个是 Malachi.
Need to come back to the Lord, and that's why he sent two people, Malachi and Nehemiah,
来警告当时的时代,
to warn those people,
要他们悔改,
to repent.
可是很可惜,
but sadly
听不进去,
they did not take these words in.
他们一直在辩论, 一直辩, why, 为什么, where?
They were constantly arguing why.
所以我这个传道人这些年, 我传的也是有点泄气。
And so as a preacher, after preaching all these years, I felt discouraged, somewhat discouraged. Because I always sound like I'm just rebuking people. I did not want to rebuke anybody. I was just simply describing some truths. And these things happened around us.
我照着这个事实告诉我们，你从圣经里面来看。
And then by these using these happenings, I tell you how God views these events.
非常的伤心,
God is very hurt inside.
神非常的愤怒,
and he's angry.
他说我要审判,
he said, I will pass down my judgment.
现在问题是说,
我们有没有把他的话当话而已，这是我们的责任。
So the question to ourselves is that whether we have truly listened to his words.
求主让他的话在我们的心里面是有分量的。
I pray that we'll treat God's word with a certain weight.
你们怎么说我，我是无所谓。
How you
反正叫做死猪不怕热水烫。
How you say whatever you say against me, I do not really care.Because I'm dead already.
但是主的话是很重要的。
But God's words are very important.
这个话是不改的。
And his words cannot be changed.
旧约是如此，新约照样如此。
It's same in the Old Testament, same in the New Testament as well.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你是有爱有恩典有怜悯的神。
Because you are God who is full of love and grace and blessing.
但是你也是公义的神。
But you are also a righteous God.
主，你历史历代都要求凡是与你有关系的百姓要照你的旨意而活。
Throughout all the generations, you said all those who are pardoning you need to do according to your will.
我们以前是没有路的人。
Before we have no way, we do not know where to go.
但有一天你临到了我们的生命，拯救了我们，改变了我们。
But one day you came into our lives and saved us.
你要我们在地上，在这个黑暗的世界为你做见证。
You want us to be a testimony for you in this dark world.
我们为着你的恩典感谢你。
And we want to thank you for your blessings.
我们也为着我们今天属灵荒凉的光景向你认罪悔改。
And we also want to repent for the desolate spiritual condition we have today.
主啊，因为你的心是盼望我们悔改。
Because your heart is hoping for us to repent.
但是如果没有悔改，你要审判。
But if we do not repent, you will pass down your judgment.
主，愿意我们都在神恩典中，而不在神的审判的里面。
We will all be in your blessing and not in your judgment.
主，真是求你祝福今天的话语。
And Lord, we pray that you will bless today's words.
也帮助我们在座每一位弟兄姊妹，让我们在人与人的关系上能够对。
And to help every one of us to have the right relationship with those around us.
如果不对，主啊，我们回到你面前，我们知道我们与你的关系有问题。
And if it's not correct, we know we need to return before you because we have, that means we have a problem with our relationship with you.
让我们与你的关系先弄对。
May we first fix our relationship with you.
让我们谦卑来让你坐我们生命中的宝座。
And may we humble ourselves so that you may sit on the throne of our lives.
让我们能够从这一个宝座上面下来。
And may we step down from this throne.
让我们做一个谦卑与你同行的人。
May we become a humble person companion with you.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
祝福你的家，祝福你的教会。
Please bless your house and your family and your church.
也能够祝福这最后这一个时代的人。
And please bless all those who are living in the end times.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Please hear our prayers. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.